Romans, the 14th chapter, verse 17, the King James Version. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Bible Before Breakfast, Mildred Kingsley Okonkwo here. Good morning. So, I know that we're in Easter season and today is Good Friday. And I know that today I should probably be focusing on sharing something with you about Easter and about how Jesus died on the cross. But I really wanted to talk to you today about discipline, and that would affect what our soul purges today. One of the things I know about Jesus is that he had a lot of discipline. When they grabbed him in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus had the power to call angels to come down and fight his battle for him. But he disciplined himself and said no. There was a way out, but he chose to go through the hard path. I think that one of the things we must learn from him is how he disciplined himself. So many times throughout his life, he had opportunities where he could do things, but he didn't take them. The Bible says Jesus only did what he saw his Father do. And I believe he only said what he heard his Father say. So which means for me, and every time I meditate on that scripture, it means that Jesus would have healed everyone, but he only healed those who he saw his Father heal. That must have been so hard. To have so much power and be able to contain it, it's a big deal. To have access to everything you want and to be able to control yourself is a big deal. Jesus went through all of the punishment. He went through the flogging. He went through the crowning of thorns. He went through carrying the cross, walking all the way to Golgotha. He went through all of that. And he's the Son of God, was mocked, tortured, nailed to a cross and left for dead. And Jesus stayed there. He chose to discipline himself and to do it because of you. He disciplined himself. And so today, we're going to discipline ourselves. And today is going to be a bit tough. Let me just say that up front. Today is going to be a bit tough, but so was Jesus going to the cross to die. He had so many moments where he could have changed his mind. When he fell down the first time, he could have said, you know what, guys, I'm done. Can we just skip to the good parts? When he fell down the second time, he could have said, you know what, I can't do this anymore. When Simon the Cyrene took the cross from him and helped him carry the cross as the soldiers demanded, because they didn't want him to die before he got to the cross, Jesus could have pulled back at that time. Jesus got on the cross and they were still mocking him. Jesus at that point could have said, you know what, I'm really done. Like, I've had it. Like, I know I would have. I would have said, you know what, I'm done. I've had it with you guys. I can't. Dad, I can't. I know I'm here. I know I've gotten this far, but I can't do this anymore. Anybody wants to go to hell should go to hell, because I'm really done. I'm dying for them and they don't even have respect. They're still spitting. I mean, they're spit. Dad, I can't do this, Dad. Jesus could have come down, but he was so disciplined, and he disciplined himself so much that he was able. I mean, I don't know. Every time I think about this and what he did, I think I'd have put an end to it quickly, very quickly. When Pontius Pilate was talking to me, which you have a kingdom, you speak of a kingdom, I'm like, oh God, chill, because if I snap my finger, you know, day here. You know, every time I think about it, I think about the immense discipline he had. So today, we're going to be fasting, something that a lot of people are used to. Now, this may be easy for you if you're a vegan, but if you're not, today is going to be a major challenge. So today, we're actually fasting food today. And we're fasting no animal or animal produce. Yes. So today on Soul Porch, no animal or animal produce. So what that means is that piece of meat that you just put in the microwave, to take to work, you're going to have to take it out and turn back and put it in the freezer, yes. It also means that that parfait you were about to grab and say, oh, anyway, I can have yogurt, I'm sorry. Yogurt comes from cows. Cows are animals. Yes, you're catching on, clap for yourself. Beautiful. I'm sorry, you may not be able to have cereal with that full cream milk. Grab a pack of almond milk or soya milk. But you see, full cream milk comes from what? Again, cows. And cows are animals. Beautiful. Clap for yourself this morning. Now, a fish is not an insect. So you're not going to quickly move from, thank God it's just meat, I can't eat fish. I said animal. So a fish is what? An animal that lives under water. Beautiful. Clap for yourself. Wow, you're catching on so quickly. It also means that if you're not having beef, you're not having fish, you're not having turkey, you're not having lamb, you're not having chicken, you're not having any animal or animal produce, don't quickly run and say, oh, no problem, I'll just grab an egg. No, no, slow down, guys, slow down. Eggs are what? From chicken. So a chicken is what? An animal. An egg is animal produce. There you are. Good. Clap for yourself. So today, anything that comes from an animal doesn't enter your mouth. We go all plant-based today. Okay? And if you've missed it already, go, oh my God, I'm just listening to, thank you. Let the one you ate before, let that be the one you've eaten for today. That's the last one for today. Thank you very much. That's very kind of you. Now, what are we going to do instead? Every time you have a craving for meat, you're going to take a scripture and you're going to meditate on it. Job 23 verse 12 says, I have been careful to obey his command. So you're going to be careful. His words are more important to me than my food. So today you're going to focus on eating the word every time you feel like, or just simply grab some nuts and some raisins and you'll be fine. Either way, the point is this. We're disciplining ourselves. We're following after the example that Jesus gave us when he disciplined himself, became a man, suffered through insults, torture, belittling, disgrace, died naked on a cross, killed by his creations. And that Jesus did it all for you. He disciplined himself for you. So today, if the only thing that you're laying down, he laid down glory. He laid down his being equal with God. He didn't see it as robbery. He did it for you. If he laid down everything for you, I think you can push aside that big bag of suya you bought a few minutes ago. Yep. No beef jerky today. No kilishi. Nothing of the sort. Besides, today we're focusing on the kingdom of God, on his righteousness, his peace, and his joy. That's what the whole Easter message is about. Romans 14 verse 17, King James Version says, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So it's about righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So please set aside the meat. Even the Bible says that to you. But see what you need to do to set aside the fish and the chicken and the turkey. So no animal or animal produce today. So let's see how you do today, and I'm trusting God that you will survive it. But anyhow, we're getting into the weekend and it's Easter weekend. So you know how we do on Saturdays and Sundays. I want you to spend time worshiping God. That's what your soul purge is for the weekend. And hey, it's Easter anyway, so please enjoy the Easter and meditate on what Jesus did for you all weekend long. And by the way, happy Easter. See you on Monday. Good morning. for the wonderful way to start your day. Bible Before Breakfast with Mildred Kingsley-Bunker.